K-food is all the craze. So which country is the biggest fan? I'm DJ Brian, and I'll be back right after the song. Welcome to another episode of K-Pop Connection. It is Monday, February 16th, 2026, and we just heard Girls' Generation 소녀시대 with Genie 소원을 말해봐. So, we asked which country is the biggest K-food fan. Well, it depends on what you look at. But if you just look at the number of Korean franchise restaurants, the winner has changed this year for the first time in 5 years. The U.S. now has more Korean franchise restaurants with around 1,100 compared to China's 830. That's a pretty big shift because in 2020, China had more than double the number of stores than the U.S. had. So, what had happened was, experts say this marks a shift in where K-food is winning and how it's expanding. Instead of opening as many locations as possible, Korean brands are now focusing on quality and staying power. And Americans are eating it up, y'all, literally. What kind of K-food chains? We're talking about the good old KFC. I ain't talking about the Kentucky brand. I'm talking about Korean fried chicken and Korean bakeries in particular, as they seem to be leading the change. Now, together, these two made up nearly two-thirds of all Korean franchises worldwide. But it's not just chicken. The types of Korean restaurants and eateries are diversifying, as well as the countries where Korean food is being served globally. So, K-food isn't just spreading fast. It's settling in, leveling up, and putting down roots. And judging by America's appetite, this food wave is far from over, y'all. So, let's check out a song called Wave by ATEEZ. Hey guys, here's a quick announcement on various ways y'all can tune into our show. We have apps you guys can download for free and listen to us conveniently through the KBS Kong, KBS World Radio, and KBS World Radio On Air apps. If you're listening to us via podcast, which can be found on our website or through any podcast app, don't forget to subscribe and rate us 5 stars so more listeners can join in on the fun. And just keep in mind that all the songs are cut out for copyright reasons on podcasts. Also, remember to subscribe and like our YouTube channel, KBS World English. The channel provides 24-hour streaming of all your favorite KBS World Radio programs like KPC, as well as all the shorts featuring all the behind-the-scenes action going on here. So check it out and be in the know. And meanwhile, for all listeners in Malaysia, you guys can enjoy KBS World Radio programs on Malaysia's Astro Radio. Just make sure to download the SYOK Shock app and find KBS World Radio channel for 24-hour non-stop streaming. And for more information, come visit our website world.kbs.co.kr or our gram at KBS K-pop. While you're there, don't forget to post up your song requests, comments, and your answers to our Y2C question of the week for a chance to win a prize. Now, back to our show. And to keep the K-wave going, we got more music. Lee Jun-ho with Always 사게. And then we got Kang Daniel with Stay. Would you like a coffee or tea? That's right. I'm whispering just in case your boss is listening, and I want you to sneak out the office right now to grab that coffee, grab that tea, and then, you know, put your palm in your boss's face and be like, nope, ain't got time for this because Brian's about to give me some info that I need to learn. You know what I'm saying? I ain't trying to have some meetings with you right now. I need to get out the conference room because it's coffee or tea time. Now, just like the spread of K-food, there's a video that's been spreading fast through social media, so fast that it's led to a national commercial and millions of dollars. I wish I had some of that. Now, have you ever thought about what makes something go viral? Sometimes it feels like videos take a life. Take on their own life, that is, of course. And you know what that means, you know, a lot of viewers, Well, that's just what happened to a video that, you know, Romeo Bingham of Washington State posted. This 26-year-old influencer was just having a normal day when a little jingle popped into his head about a beloved carbonated beverage. Now, instead of ignoring it, like most of us do, with random thoughts, she grabbed her phone, decided to record it, and decided to post it, of course, on her social media. Now, she joked that she didn't want anyone to steal the jingle, and she remembered to tag the company of the soft drink, saying, "Yo, contact me." Well, it also helped that Romeo is a musician who already shares original music online, but the internet worked its magic, and before she knew it, the 11-second clip exploded. Posted just days before Christmas last year, the clip now has over 94 million views, y'all. And remember, she tagged the company. Well, they responded, and suddenly a viral social media clip turned into a real creative collaboration. The brand officially licensed the jingle, credited Romeo, and they worked together to turn the viral sound into a full-scale national commercial. The result? The new jingle aired during the college football playoff national championship on January 19th. That's an ad seen by millions. Now, the takeaway? Pretty simple. It sounds like my company name, you know. Be bold. Be yourself. Trust a random idea. And maybe your phone handy, because you never know which ideas are going to be blowing up. So if you have an idea, record it. Okay? On video or voice note, whatever you want to do. Record it, because you never know if it's going to go viral. Oh my gosh. It's like a little jingle. You never know if it's going to go viral. I should write that down. It's on radio. Oh, you never know if it's going to go viral on radio. Yo! And I just added the yo, too. It'll rhyme. Look at that. Anyways, we have two songs for you guys right now. This is Winner with Millions and 17 with Very Nice. I do nice, yo.
K-pop.
Welcome y'all to What the K-pop. Every Monday we choose a K-pop song and a phrase of the day from the lyrics to expand our Korean speaking skills. And this week is the start of the Lunar New Year week.
That's
with our writer Karen.
That's right. So happy Lunar New Year.
Yes, we're all 1 year older.
Don't say that.
But, I mean, we all are. Not just us two. I'm saying the world. Yeah. We are 1 year older, everyone in the world.
Yeah.
But in Korea, there's a saying. If you eat the tteokguk, the rice, and I guess, is it tteokguk with, does it have to have mandu in it?
No.
Just the rice cake, right?
Yeah.
If you eat it, you get older.
Yeah.
So what I do is I wait like a week later and then I eat it.
That doesn't make a difference. You still had it.
Oh, if you eat it, it's 1 year older.
Yeah.
So if I don't eat it at all?
No, you still get, it doesn't matter. We're getting old.
Also, speaking of older, I've always wondered, people that were born on the leap year.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I always wondered too.
How does that work?
Yeah, how do you celebrate your birthday?
Do they automatically become a March 1st birthday or a February 28th birthday?
I think your birthday is February 28th, but it just comes around every couple of years.
Do you get
right?
to choose?
I don't know.
What if you say, I want to be born on, I want to make my birthday March 1st instead or something?
I don't think you can do that. I mean, you can do it, but not legally, right?
Actually, if you guys are a leap year birthday listening right now, let us know how that works. Did you get to choose which day your birthday can fall on once you get older?
I think your parents can choose if you have a cesarean.
Oh.
That might simplify things.
I've never met a Korean that was born on a leap year birthday.
Me neither. Because foreigners, you can get a C-section.
I had a white Caucasian friend that was born on a leap year birthday, but not a Korean so far.
Yeah. because their parents probably planned it, because you can plan. A lot of parents I do know, if the baby is too big, you know the doctors advise you to get a C-section because it's a little dangerous. And then when you when you plan a C-section, you can actually choose the date to fit the doctor's schedule, and also they let you choose a date that's auspicious. So, yeah, then you would probably go around it and you wouldn't choose a leap year, leap day.
Well, thank you, Karen MD.
Yeah.
You sound like a doctor right now.
Karenpedia. Okay. Yep.
Well, last week we learned 매운맛 from the 17 song Chile.
Yeah, yeah.
Now, this could be
literal.
Used in very, a lot of different ways.
Yeah, yeah,
yes.
Yeah, literal. So you can choose literally a flavor, the spicy flavor.
Yes.
So if you had a choice, if you're looking at the menu, if it has two hot peppers on it or three hot peppers on it.
I will not be ordering it.
Yeah, that would be 매운맛. I love it. I like
it. It's funny because when we go to restaurants and my friends always like order and then they'll look at it and I'm like, y'all know I don't eat that. They're like, why not? It's like, look, this got the little pepper next to it. It's like, it's not spicy. I'm like, why would the restaurant owners put a pepper next to that meal if it's not spicy? It's not spicy.
I think there are different standards with the peppers in an Asian country and in a Western country.
But I've had situations where my friends got suckered into it. With like, oh, it's not going to be spicy. And then it's even spicy for them. Like, dude, I didn't know it was going to be this spicy. I'm like,
that's the mepushim I'm talking about.
Like,
where
that's
people
your fault.
Think they can stand the heat.
No. My friends sometimes, a lot of my friends are very good at eating spicy foods. Mm-hmm. But it's the fact that they underestimated. They thought, oh, it's a Western restaurant.
Yeah.
So it's not going to be spicy. And then what they don't realize, in the back kitchen, the chef was like some Asian dude who probably put like mad cheonggyeonggochu in there or something.
Yeah, so they need to have a standard.
What's the standard?
I know, exactly. So you don't know if that one pepper stands for like an Asian standard of one pepper or if it's like a Western standard of one pepper. I mean, I'm not trying to stereotype.
Yeah, but the simplest thing is I ask the server, I'm like, excuse me, like, yeah, what? It's like, how spicy is this? It's like, what's your standard? I'm like, I can't even have the Korean S ramen brand. That's a little spicy for me. I'll sweat like crazy. It's like, oh, then you shouldn't get that. I'm like,
yeah,
okay, thank you for letting me know.
It's safe to ask because, I mean, if you have kids, my kids also like spicy, but they can't handle if
it's
too spicy, right?
Yeah.
So we always ask, and we ask compared to like that famous ramen brand because it's something that everyone has had before.
Yeah.
Yeah, so that's a really good way to go about it.
Yeah,
but
always
ask. This expression can also be used in a figurative way when you're talking about how to like teach someone a lesson or when you are like, it's about like the consequences that someone has to pay when they didn't listen to someone or when they didn't like pay attention to something. So you'll face the consequences later. Then you can say, oh, 매운맛, 나중에 매운맛 느낄 거야. You'll get a
there
taste of something. But you also use that expression in English too.
Yeah.
So it's similar to that.
There y'all go. That's what we learned last week. Now, today we're going to learn something new. And where are we learning it from?
Okay, so we're going to learn it from Twice's Say Yes. Mm-hmm. And I forgot to write the situation
for
our script.
I saw it this morning and I was like, oh, we're.
Yeah, we're.
Yeah.
So we're at school. I'm the teacher and you're the student.
Oh, I thought I was the teacher.
Or you're the teacher, actually. I'm the student.
Yeah,
sorry.
I was like, when I rewrote this, I read it. I was like, I'm sure I'm the teacher.
Yeah, you're the teacher.
Yes. Not only she write the whole scenario down, she just forgot what we're playing today.
I was very busy writing scripts this week.
And she just went to her son's graduation this week.
Yes. It's the graduation season.
Yes.
And it's also Lunar New Year.
Did he graduate from high school or eighth grade?
He graduated from middle school, so what?
Middle school? He looked like a full-on adult in the picture.
he's
tall.
He's going into 10th grade, so it's...
He's taller than you, isn't he?
He's taller than me. Yeah.
Stop feeding him. Stop feeding him stuff that makes him grow, I mean.
I think he needs to grow a little bit taller, though.
Wait, How tall is he right
he's
now?
He's not as tall as his dad, but he has a very... I think he's gotten to the point where he won't grow anymore because he's gotten
what?
To that age. Where,
how old is he right now?
Where he's like 15, 16.
No, you still grow.
Are you sure?
You grow until like... Guys grow until like 18, 19.
Well, that's if your bone age is still young, though.
Wait, was his bone age 30 right now?
Like, well, his dot. Well, they apparently tell you you can get it checked out, and they said that his bone age. They say it's fast, where you don't have a lot of time left for your bone to grow. So for my kids, both of them, they said that it's gonna shut down a little quickly.
Okay. Mm-hmm. But we are gonna get our student and the teacher acting going. Mm-hmm. Okay. So, who can answer question number three? You with all the gold. Yes, you. Can you see?
Me?
Yes. You're the one with all the bling. What's the answer? 대답해봐.
I think the concept is very interesting.
That is not an answer. 빨리 대답해봐.
I think I understood it theoretically. I mean emotionally.
I'm asking for facts. Okay, 대답해봐.
But hypothetically.
No hypotheticals here. Okay. Also, 대답해.
Okay, the answer is related to the question.
Miss Gold, of course it is. And the answer is...
I'm thinking!
You've been thinking for 30 seconds. 이제 대답해봐!
Okay. Is it B?
Why B?
Because B feels confident.
Hey, this is math class.
Well, math is about feelings now.
One last chance. 마지막으로 대답해봐.
Is it C?
Correct.
Really?
Yes.
I knew it.
You absolutely did not.
But I answered C.
Eventually.
Well, pressure helps me grow.
Can you please sit down before I get a headache? Yes. Or say yes, that is, by
yeah.
twice.
Yeah, say yes. That's what we've been talking about in our script. But anyway,
I kept on saying, "Tidapiba."
Yeah, I know.
Answer me. Answer the question.
Can you imagine how many times teachers would say that in class?
Well, I mean, in our years, when kids would actually just answer the question, not nowadays where people are like, "Well, I feel that the answer could be this because." I'm like, oh my gosh.
Yeah. Teachers have it hard.
Nowadays, yes.
Yeah. But anyway, so the song Twice is Say Yes. It's from their fifth EP, What is Love? That was released in 2018. And the title song from that album was also What is Love? And this song, Say Yes, I thought it was going to be like a really fast song, but it's not. It's a mid-tempo ballad. And okay. It's about, you know, it's asking that other person, can you please say yes to me? So it's capturing those fresh emotions and the, you know, when you're about to confess to someone and you want that other person to like you back because you really like them. So it's about that budding romance.
Mm.
Yeah.
All right. So let's see how this was used in our lyrics.
Yeah. So in our lyrics, it was all about. It was all about, you know, 익숙한 이 느낌이 좋아. So it's talking about how you feel very familiar with this person. And then it's about budding romance. So they're saying 조금 서툰 말투도 좋아. So 서툴다 means you're not, like, you're not suave. You're not that guy that always knows what to say at the right situation. You don't know what to say and you're kind of fumbling over your words, but you still like that. And then you're asking him, 너는 어때? Well, so what do you think? 나 말이야. What about me? You know, what do you think about me? And then they're saying, 대답해봐. Can you please answer me? Don't try to avoid my question. Answer me.
Answer me.
Yeah.
대답해봐.
Yeah, so that stage where you want to find out their feelings about you. Because you're sure, you're pretty sure, you know, you really like this guy and you want him to like you back and you want him to say it too. You don't want him to just be like, I don't know. You want him to say it.
But do you really want to know the truth sometimes? Because what if they don't like you back the way you like them, you know?
I think in this scenario...
In the song.
Yeah, in the song, I think she's pretty sure she just wants confirmation.
But I've always seen... Okay, in the song it's like that, but you know, you've seen like dramas or sitcoms where it's like you think the friend likes you and then you find out the friend likes
your friend. Yeah.
That's why they're using you, they get close to you. And, you know, and they feel comfortable around you. It's like, oh, 사실은, or, you know, the reality is, I like your best friend. Can you hook it up?
Yeah.
And you're like, crushed.
You're crushed.
Could you imagine having that happen to you in your life? You've been working months to get to know this person and, oh.
It's happened. Yeah. It's happened. And that's, I guess that's, it's growing pains. You grow
It's
from
growing
that.
Pains. That happened to me, I want to say like 15, 16 years ago.
Mm.
I think that's why I've been single for 15 or 16 years now.
Are you serious?
I don't want to say that's the main reason, but it's one of those things where it's not a visual pain. No one can see it because it's inside.
But it scars you.
Yeah, it's like it feels like little pins and needles in your heart.
Yeah.
And then, you know, people are like, oh, you know, you're going to shake it off. You're going to wake up. The pain goes away. No, you wake up the next morning and you still feel... Like your heart is in some kind of weird, like, I don't want to say noose, but some kind of like, it just...
Yeah, it's had, and then, no, I think it really, that scar stays with you for life. You're scarred for life.
I mean, eventually it does go away.
But you still
remember.
But
that moment.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That moment.
It's not a fun feeling at all.
That pain that you felt, and then, like, when you're talking about something, or, like, something similar happens, or when, like, a similar subject comes up, that memory comes up.
Mm. Yeah. And that's something I would never want anyone else to feel.
Mm.
And so, like, in the beginning stages of a relationship or just, like, a friendship that you think a person might feel that way about you,
I flat out,
look, I just want you to know this is just a friendship. I don't want you to think I'm leading you on.
Because...
If it gets deeper in the wrong way, you know someone's going to get hurt.
But not all people are like that, though. Because, you know, you've heard the expression, 어장관리, right? When you're tending to all your fishes.
Well, now we have to use that one for another
day. Okay, so we got to go over that
Just add another
one.
What the K-pop.
Yeah, we got to go over that one. But I think a lot of people, they do lead others on.
I mean, some do.
Yeah.
But I'm not a person like that because I've been through that situation where I've been hurt.
Mm.
So I feel like people who've been hurt in that situation know what it feels like. So they don't want to have other people go through that feeling.
Yeah.
Those who do lead people on, you are just cruel people.
But sometimes I think they do it without even knowing it.
Oh, if you're doing it without knowing it, that's a different story. But if you're knowingly doing it, you are a piece of tong.
So that happens. But anyway, so in this case, we don't think it's that case. But so she's kind of demanding. She's saying, 대답해봐, answer me. Let me know if you also feel the same way towards me. Which is
it's
very
funny
cute.
Twice has a lot of members in the group. So what if it's another Twice member? My friend loves Twice, so
So it can be demanding. So this expression, it's very direct because they're demanding an answer from you. So
just like in our skit today.
Yes, the
now,
teacher.
In our skit, I am peed off because she's one of those students who is not answering me.
She's probably like doing this.
She probably didn't even do the assignment.
I think it's emotional.
She probably the night before was watching way too many TV shows or whatever, focused on something
probably
reality
watching
TV.
Watching drama,
And so she's in class and I'm trying over here trying to get my math teaching on and I'm like, yo, Karen, can you please just answer the question? And she's like, well, I think it's... I'm like, uh-oh. She did not do the assignment. She did not do her homework.
All these excuses.
And you've... We know, growing up, we've had one or two students in our class like this before.
One or two?
Yes.
I think there were more.
I mean, there were more, but there's always the one or two students that always got picked on by this teacher. Because the teacher still had some kind of, you know, hope for them.
Yeah, yeah. So. See, teachers don't pick on kids unless they really, you know, have some sort of expectations for them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They're hoping, all right, they'll change.
Yeah.
They're going to get better. But do they, though? We don't
know. Maybe.
Some do.
Yeah.
Some do.
Some do.
And so as a teacher, I'm over here telling her, answer me!
Yes, 대답해봐. Yeah, so that can be, so like we said, it's very demanding. It's kind of confrontational. So it's like, don't avoid, you know, don't avoid me. You have to answer me right now. And it can also be in a sort of a challenging way where you're asking the other person to explain yourself. So it's not just like a yes or no or A, B, C, D answer. It's like, what happened? Can you explain what happened?
It could also be a sad situation, too. I just thought about it, like in a, like a K-pop song, you know, because if you think about it, like, you know that song by Christina Aguilera, Say Something?
Yeah.
Or it was Christina Aguilera and the original singers was a male group. But do you remember that song? Say Something, I'm Giving Up On You. It was a really simple piano track. But I'm thinking, like, if you take the word 대답해봐 and same thing, like, say you're at the hospital bed and it, and it's the last few minutes and they're taking the last breath. Like, 대답해봐. You know, like, it could be a sad situation,
like,
too.
Like, are you...
Yeah, are you there?
Yeah, are you
there? Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Yeah, that kind of thing. So it could be sad. It could be demanding. So it matters the situation.
I didn't even think of it that way. That is very sad.
I just put you in a mood.
I wasn't even thinking of... This was a very cute song.
Yes. I put everyone in a sad situation. I'm sorry.
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah. So you would not say this to your boss.
You could be like, in a cute way, 대답해봐요.
Well, you would add the yo at the end, to make it sound more polite.
And then you would make the sound, you know, cute. You don't say 대답해봐 to your boss.
No, I don't think I would say 대답해. Even if you make it sound polite, 대답해주세요, it sounds impolite. 대답해주세요. Doesn't that... I would not say that to my boss.
I could see, like, a reporter saying it to, like, somebody in, like, the political field.
Uh-huh. Oh, yes. Yeah. Exactly. Because it's demanding. Yeah. It's demanding an answer.
대답해주세요.
So, yeah. So what kind of situation would you say, answer me, to your boss?
When I need a raise?
Yeah.
And if you're not going to give me the raise?
I'm leaving.
I'm leaving, so... Give me the reason why you're not going to give me a raise or I'm leaving.
대답해주세요.
대답해주세요.
In that case, yeah.
Well, I'm going to leave.
But so normally, if we're trying to be polite, because usually we would try to be polite to our professors, our teachers, our bosses, you know, people are elderly.
Yes.
We would probably not want to say this. But
exactly.
To our friends.
Yeah.
To someone that we like, if we want them to answer us, we could say this.
Yes.
Yeah.
And there you go. 대답해봐. Answer me is our What the K-Pop Word of the Day, coming from the TWICE song Say Yes. And we're going to check out the full song right now. And Karen, we'll see you next week.
See you next week. Have a good rest of your break.
대답해봐. All right, that was TWICE with Say Yes. Now let's get a preview of what's to come on KPC this week. Tomorrow we have, in case you missed it, where you can get all the latest K-pop and K-entertainment news and updates. And on Wednesdays, we devote an entire segment to play your song requests and read out your messages on requests and responses. So if you haven't already, send in your requests throughout the week. And on Thursdays, we have Your Two Cents, where we hear your answers to a weekly question posted on our gram at KBS K-pop. So send in your answers and, of course, follow us as well. And on Fridays, we have Lights, Camera, Action, where we talk about K-dramas or films and listen to their related music. And we also have our daily segment, Coffee or Tea, where we have a little chit-chat about something you might not have known, or you might have. It don't matter. We let you know. You can also send in your song requests, your Y2C answers, comments, and suggestions through various ways. There's always our gram, the KBS World English Service page on the Book of Faces, as well as our message board at world.kbs.co.kr. But for now, what are we known for? K-pop. We have a song for you right now. Lee Chan-hyuk, 멸종위기 사랑, Endangered Love. Unfortunately, it is time to say goodbye. But fortunately, we have a great song. It's by IVE, Bang Bang. Our producer is Chaedong Kwon. Our writer is Karen Choi. I'm DJ Brian. This has been K-Pop Connection. And you may disconnect now.